Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. So we've got an action-packed show. We're going to talk to the angels. We're going to learn about your future and moving forward and what angels are there for you and how they can help you and just have a great show. So, Benny, why don't you give them the number to call in because we're going to get started as quick as we can.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. And, of course, Sue Storm stopping by the show today for your mini angel readings. And the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. What is our topic for today, Sue?
Yeah, we're talking about your future. How do the angels help you into your future? I mean, what do you want? What are your dreams? How can you make that happen? How can you manifest? That's what we're doing, Benny, and I think it's going to be great.
Awesome. I'm always looking forward to my future.
Oh, wonderful. Well, do we get to talk about that on the air, or do we have to wait?
So far, an earlier show said I'd need to be moving to West Seattle. I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon.
All right. Well, we'll save that for a private session, little mini reading.
Perfect.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about me, how I got started, how I became the Angel Lady. I had a near-death experience when I was a child, and from that time on, I've been hearing, seeing, and feeling the presence of angels. And I just have a direct contact. That doesn't mean that you don't have contact with your angels, and I'm sure you have. We can talk about that if you call in. But with me, it's on demand. I can just do it. They're with me all the time. They're guiding me. And even as a child, my angels would tell me different things that were going to happen, how I should do things, and they just were there for me. They've always been my support system. So that's how I became the Angel Lady. And do we have any callers yet, or should we talk about our futures?
We can start right away. We have one holding already. We can bring on Virginia. She's calling in from Gig Harbor, Washington.
Great.
So, there you go.
Great.
Hey, Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. How you doing?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, Sue, if you see anything in the future regarding a move.
Okay. All right. So have you gotten your angels before? Have I ever given you angel names?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, let me start with that. All right. So you have, this is will help you because part of your future is finding your life's purpose, and that helps you get into your future the right way and be on the right path. So your angels help with that. Your archangel is Gabriel. Gabriel is the messenger, arts and invention, messages, that's Gabriel. And then you have Rachel, the angel of inspiration, and actually Timothy, the angel of good fortune. Okay, I need something a little more specific. So give me a little more information on your move. Do you want to move? Do you have to move? Tell me a little more.
I don't need to move, but I'm thinking that an area that has people more my age would be more appropriate, but I don't know which part of the city to look at, whether it's Bonnie Lake or Tacoma or staying Gig Harbor.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is go for it. The angel said go for it, so make that move. And as far as the I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you my email, suestorm@earthlink.net. There's my private email, but anybody can use it that's listening today. And put down the choices, and I will email you back what they say. Put down, just your choices of where to go. They're definitely telling you to go, and then I'll get back to you and let you know. Give me a little time or them a little time to kind of check out the areas and get back to me. How's that?
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Glad you called.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Virginia, for dialing in from Gig Harbor. 800-930-2819 is the number. Try again, 800-930-2819. I'm getting to the phones as quickly as I can, so try again, yeah.
Are we ready to go on to the future?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, perfect. Okay, all right. So, what I was telling the last caller is really about your future. If you know your angels and you know what your talents are, you don't have as many bumps in the road. If you're in a situation where you have bumps in the road, where things aren't going right, where you're not happy, where you don't feel fulfilled, then you haven't found your life's path, and you haven't really gotten basically, you're not doing what you're here to do. Everyone has inherent talents that they came to this earth with, and if you can follow through on your talents, you just kind of go with the flow, what should I say, and things just start to happen. So another thought is, if you know what your talents are, or if you have children or grandchildren and you can see something that they do which is unique and different. So there was a clue to your life's purpose when you were under the age of 5, something that was unique and different to you. So if you can think back, I was already talking to my angels, so they were already talking to me before I was the age of 5. But it may not be something as dramatic as that. It may be something that's more subtle. And another thing that people think that their career that they make money at or their financial income has to come from their life's purpose. But that's not true. Your life's purpose may be to volunteer. Your life's purpose may be just to take care of children or do something that does not bring you income. It could be both. And some people have one career where that they use for their income, and then they have another place where they volunteer and do things like that. So it can be either way. But the important thing, and listening, if you're listening, I'm going to say this is very important. The important thing is the vibration that you're at. We're talking about the law of attraction. The vibration that you're at, that's where you can pull in. That's where you're in the flow. So if you're at a 5 and your goal or what you're looking for in your future is a 7, it's your job to move yourself up, to raise your vibration. And we're talking about even finding a soulmate. If the soulmate is a 7 and you have your eye on them and you're a 5 or a 4, you're going to have to get yourself up to 7. So how do we do that? Well, one of the things we do is we say, angels, raise my vibrations an octave. And that's a musical octave. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. An octave. Angels, raise my vibrations an octave. And if you do that once a day, twice a day, you don't want to do it more than twice a day, your vibrations will start to come up. Benny, do we have anyone, or should I just keep going on with...
Oh, actually, we do. So hold off on that
perfect
thought right there, if you don't mind. And we're going to take Millie. She's calling in from the Kent area, Kent, Washington. So hi, Millie. Welcome to the show. It's her first time.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Hi, Millie. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, my dear. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Wonderful. Excited to talk to you. Your angels are on their tippy toes. My goodness. You must be a special lady because they're just, I don't know, they're dancing.
Oh my goodness! Just to let you know that I'm a friend of Teresa's, and she's encouraging me to talk to you. So thank you for taking my call.
Oh, perfect! Wonderful.
Okay, and I'm an 85 year old great grandmama, and I'm just wondering how I can release the irrational guilt I have for being responsible for all the dysfunction in my estranged family.
Okay, Benny, can you repeat? Did you hear what she was saying? I heard some of it, and I didn't hear all of it.
So it sounds like she's having some family issues, some struggles at home. An estranged? I'm sorry, say that one more time, Millie.
Did I hear the word insane?
No, estranged. Right?
Just living with the guilt of being responsible for what's happening in my family.
Okay.
Oh, okay. you're feeling responsible,
yeah,
even though you're not really responsible?
Yes.
Is that where we're going with this?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So, in other words, you feel like it's your fault, or that you have to handle everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what the sessions are about. That's what the angel consultations are about, so we can get in there and turn things around. But the most important thing is, I feel like your judge, that voice in your head, is kind of telling you have to do it. Or, you know what they just came in and told me? The judge tells you, if you don't do it, it's not going to get done right. Is that right?
Yes,
Is that what you hear in your head? Okay. But they're saying that's not true. And a little, because others can do it, they may not do it as well, but they, you know, it's kind of your responsibility to delegate and let them learn and let them grow up. You know, here's the other thing the angels are telling me. Children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they learn from example. So if you're the kind lady that I think you are and the smart, generous lady, and, you know, you live a good life, they're going to learn from that, and they'll follow that. Does that help?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Did I answer your question enough?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
The best part was the angels dancing, and I thank you for that.
Well, you deserve it. Okay.
I'll be calling you. Thank you very much, my dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Millie, for joining us from the Kent area, and that leaves another line open here at the show. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is filling in for Dr. Pat today. It's a solo show for her, so 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. Again, 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Again, get your dialing fingers ready and or start dialing away right now. We'll be right back.
You're the answer to my prayer, and you're with me everywhere. You're my angel, miracle, you're all I need tonight.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat today. And we have an action-packed show. We have all kinds of, questions and answers and ideas and remedies and techniques that the angels help you with. So I do want to go back to one thing from the last caller. We were talking about her feeling responsible, and her judge was giving her a message that no one else could do it as well as she could. And that judge is that critical voice inside of you that just tells you things that, you know, you can't do this, you should do that. And when that voice comes up, you get a bad feeling with it also, and you'll recognize that bad feeling. So you do the simple little remedy. You say, you count one and snap your fingers, two, snap your fingers, three, snap your fingers, and then say stop. And you put your hand out like a stopping guard, stop. And if you do the one click, two click, three click, stop, that's about three times, that bad feeling will go away, and you won't have that thing running in your mind over and over again. Should I, shouldn't I? If you get up in the middle of the night and you're worried about something, try the three clicks. It works. Okay, Benny, we're ready for our next caller.
All right, sounds like a plan. And the number to join us here for the Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, she's filling in for Dr. Pat for your mini angel reading. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And Starla has just done that. So Starla's calling in from Seattle. Hey, Starla.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, it's Darla.
Oh,
yeah.
Darla, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That works.
Oh, no, that's all right. Both work. yes, I recently have left my job because I knew that my father was going to have some health issues. And so I'm going to be able to go back home to help him. And I guess, with things in life, you know, fear and worry and stuff, I just need some guidance from my angels.
Okay. So are you looking for another job?
No, I'm in between, so I'm available to go help my family.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. So you have, and you want your angel names as well as which angels to help you doing what you're doing? Is that what it is?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. All right. So your archangel is actually Raphael, the angel of healing and compassion, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're helping them heal and being very compassionate, so that's part of your life's purpose. And then you also have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity, being creative, and they tell me you are, for sure. And then your money angel is Jeremiah, who's the angel of financial security. So you're good with your angels. And Florence is also an angel of compassion, and Sarah is an angel of harmony. And they're the ones that are helping you now when you're with your family and helping out your family. But you have them all. And, can I give you a message from your angels?
Oh, please, yes.
Okay, good, because they just said, you have devoted your life to being a good person, to being kind and generous and honorable, and they just adore you. They tell me you're valuable to yourself and to others, and they just adore you. I think you should go write that down.
That's great. The irony is right now I'm taking my dog out. She had to go to the bathroom, so I had pencil and paper all ready to write down, and I'm outside.
That's okay. The angels think you're adorable. So you can remember that. All right.
Since I know that's, I guess I'm not, I'm kind of a worrywart. So when I do get back, I will have to find a job. And I guess I'm trying to just keep telling myself not to worry about it, that things will just fall into place when they're supposed to.
And you know what? You may want to call for a consultation. I have a Dr. Pat special that I do for two sessions. And I'll talk about it a little bit later. But, yeah, call and we can kind of set things up for you. And I don't, your angels are saying you're going to find a job pretty quickly. When you're ready, they're ready. That's what they said.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for all your help.
Okay, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Darla. I apologize for the name. So it's Darla. She was calling in. And now we'll move on to, looks like Sue will take Polly. She's calling in from the Virginia area. So hi, Polly. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Our family has been going through a lot for the last 3 years. And I'm just wondering if there's any messages that you see regarding my son and also my daughter.
Okay, so I need things more specific. If you want to give me, like, your son's first name and a and something specific that you want to know about, approximate age.
Okay.
I can't just, I'm not a psychic, so
okay.
I can't just pull information, okay?
Okay, his name is Joe, and he is 21, and he has some struggles with motivation and substance.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let me tell you what I suggest. When all else fails, and it feels like you're kind of feeling helpless right now for that in that situation, when all else fails, you say, angels send blessings to the situation with, and then you give his name, and or for anybody listening, their name and what you want help with. So angels send blessings to the situation, and then to help him clean up and straighten out. How's that one? Does that work?
Yeah, that works. But you know, I feel like I do that a lot. But yeah,
I know you're thinking it, but those are the words. Angels send blessings to the situation with, and use those exact words. Okay.
Okay, sure will.
Now tell me about your daughter.
My daughter is interested in moving and getting another job, and so she's just worried about whether or not she's going to find one in the area that she wants.
Is she first or find the job first? What's she trying to
do? Well, she would like to find the job first, actually.
Okay.
To relocate.
Okay. So, again, I have that Dr. Pat special where she could call me. You could do one, and she could do one, because we break it up into 2 half-hours. In any event, I feel like she'll find a job quickly. And Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development.
Okay.
So, I don't know how much into angels she is. I feel like she's kind of on the fence, but...
Yes, she is. Not quite like her father.
You talk to Corey for her, okay?
Okay, I will. Right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All right,
bye-bye.
Johnny, have another caller?
Yep, sorry about that, Sue. I was on the phone with another one. We'll just go right to Katie. She's calling in from San Francisco area. So, Katie, see, batter's up. There you go.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. Now, what are your angels? Well, your angels are roller skating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not on there. Yeah, they're just going in circles.
Awesome. In circles. Hopefully they're having fun.
Yes, they're having fun.
Good. I
was
just...
circle. All right. So do you have your angel names yet?
No, I don't.
All right. Let's start there. You have your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's the angel of enlightenment, spirituality, and prosperity. So that's your money angel, too, Uriel. And then you also have Caroline, angel of positive thinking. And she tells me that she keeps you positive, that if there's 2 ways of looking at something, you pick the positive way. And let's see. Then you have, are you about to start something new?
Yes.
Okay, because This is not one of your regular angels, but Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Loretta, the angel of new enterprise, is around you right now. So you're,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, and your third angel is Robert, the angel of balance, stability.
Okay.
And they, if your angels are skating in circles, you probably need Robert to stabilize everything.
Yeah, are they going around in circles? Is that a good thing, or should they be going on a path?
I was kind of being silly. They are a good. It is a good thing. They're just skating. They're skating like around a ring in a circle.
That's great.
Yeah. But I've never seen them on skates before. They do a lot of fun
roller skates,
but I've never seen them doing that before. All right.
What do you think that means?
That you're on the move. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. And also that they're happy. They're happy to talk to you. They're happy to be with you. They're happy, too. All right.
And are there any messages?
Okay. What,
specific
do you have
to new enterprises?
A specific question, too?
Yeah, I'm actually in transition, leaving my corporate job of 10 years where I had a very successful, fun career, but I'm more excited by building a new enterprise and launching my own company. And
I hear
you'll
do great. They just interrupted, but they said you'll do great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
And I'm really encouraging you to get the Dr. Pat special, which we'll talk about near the next break, and talk to me about it. Let me help you get started. I'm really good at business. Angels are really good at business and getting things started. And we might see a new perspective that you haven't thought about.
I would love that. So
good.
I can get more information about that on the break.
Yeah, good, good. Let me give you an 800 number. Now, this is the number to reach me for a session, 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect.
Very cool.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm going to get some roller skates.
Yeah, I would say, you know what? They just stopped to listen, and I said, yeah, she's going to call. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it, Katie, for calling from the San Francisco Bay Area. 800-930-2819 is the number. 800-930-2819. And how about we take a quick little break there, Sue? Is that good?
It sounds good to me. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. More from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and she's filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. And we've got an action-packed show. We're answering your questions, and we're talking about your future and how to make your future better and how to raise your vibration. So one of the things I want to tell you is a little bit about me before we go to the next caller. My website is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net, theangellady.net. For the Dr. Pat special, which I'll give you in a minute, you can call me at 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. That's directly to me, not for the show, but just to, directly for me for the Dr. Pat special. Okay? And then I've also written three books. There's three Angel First Aid books. It's a series. The first one is Angel First Aid RX for Miracles. Second one, Angel First Aid RX for Success. And that one is basically what we're talking about today, because it's how to find your life's purpose and be successful. And that's Angel First Aid RX for Success. And the last one is Angel First Aid Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. And that is a book that's just an encyclopedia of all the remedies for all the things that you might want, even how to take care of your pets and how to find a soulmate and success. And, wow, that's got everything in it. Okay, so my Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1 half hour, and you get the second half hour at no charge. And that's the way we do it for Dr. Pat and Dr. Pat listeners. And so you can call me and we can talk about it, and then you get 2 half hours. That works out best because in the middle of that time, a week or so in the middle of that time, you might come up with new questions, new ideas. And if you really want to jumpstart your life, if you really want to make changes, if you really want to clear those blocks and be successful, call for the Dr. Pat special. Okay, Benny, we're ready for a caller.
Sure, and let's give out the number again if you don't have it. That'd be a good thing if you did. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and mini readings with her today. 800-930-2819. And Frankie from Concord, California has done so. So, Frankie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to hear from you. How are you? I think your angel just said that. Good to hear from you. So, all right. Have you gotten your angel names in the past?
Or no, I have not.
You have not. All right. Well, your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. That's the top archangel. And then you also have Katrina. That's your money angel. That's the angel of prosperity. She works with money, health, and happiness. And your last angel is, Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love. So you have love and prosperity and all kinds of good things.
That sounds good.
Yeah, really. But you know, Angel said something like, "What are you up to? What's going on in your life right now? Anything special?"
Well, lots of changes. I just moved back home from South Africa.
Okay.
So that's new, and I'm hoping to go back and study there. So that's new.
All right.
That's what's going on.
Good. Do you have a question that you're calling about?
I don't. Not a specific one.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to give me an area of your life that you'd like a message for, then, and we'll do it that way.
Well, I guess just how does one know that you're on the right path? Like, how do you know when you're doing the right thing?
Okay, that's a very good question. That's a phenomenal question. Because you're in the flow and everything goes well. You feel satisfied, you feel fulfilled, you feel happy, and miracles happen, you know, things just go your way. When all that is going on, you're doing your life's purpose, because your life's purpose is something that you're talented at, something that works well for you and makes you happy. So is that happening in your life, or do we need the Dr. Pat special?
I think I'm getting there. I think I'm on my way.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. It was good talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
good.
Frankie. Yeah, thanks for joining us, Frankie. The number here is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. So you can jump back to the topic of future for us, Sue, while we wait some more calls. Yeah, yeah.
Finding your life's purpose and your future.
Got it.
So the thing is that if you're making goals, the future really has a lot of goals in it, too. Yeah, I mean, you're trying to achieve something. So if you're making goals for yourself, what I do is I take a plain white piece of paper and I write, "Angel miracles fill my day." And then write down some of the miracles that you would like to be filling your day. You don't have to be more three or four, maybe five. You know, you don't want to do too many, but you want your angel miracles to fill your day. So, and let's see. The other thing is to have small goals. So you don't want to have a large goal. You don't want to make it like, "I want $1 million," or "I'm going to run a marathon and win." Something. You don't want to have it way beyond what's normal. So just give yourself small miracles, small goals, something that you can achieve. And if you don't achieve it that day, then the next day you'll be able to achieve it, or the next day. But start small. And the other thing is, I'm telling everyone to go on Miracle Watch. They have Verdict Watch. They have Tornado Watch. We're on Miracle Watch. Just watch for miracles. Wake up in the morning and look for your miracles. I'm on Miracle Watch today. And then go through the day looking for your miracles. And when you get your miracles, thank your angels. Remember that they're there to help you, guide you, support you. So Miracle Watch is the order of the day. And the other thing is, don't feel bad if you don't make your goal. Instead of wasting time feeling bad, getting down on yourself, or worrying about you're not going to achieve something, just kind of go beyond it and, you know, quiet it down. Do three clicks that we talked about earlier and move on. This is not about what holds you back. This is about what moves you forward. Your angels are there to help you with your life's path and to move you forward. Any calls yet, Benny, or we keep going?
Oh, we still got some open lines, so feel free to jump in there. Let me give out the number again, 800-930-2819. We expect your calls. We wait for them.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay. So we talked about goals. The other thing is, very few of us grew up with plenty, where we had plenty of love, plenty of money, plenty of respect, plenty of happiness. So I say obsess on the word plenty. Plenty, 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 plenty. There's plenty of love, plenty of time, plenty of joy. Bring joy into your life. But really obsess on the word plenty. You can do it anywhere, anytime, right? Plenty? Say plenty whenever you want. Plenty, plenty, plenty. And sometimes I sing it, sing a song of plenty. and sometimes I write it. So say you're plenty and see if that doesn't work. You really want to talk to your inner being as if it was a six-year-old child. So therefore, you want to make your subconscious mind move forward with you, and in order to do that, you treat it like a six-year-old child. So you repeat things, and you start small, and then you just keep going and going and going, and eventually your whole being starts to accept goodness and accept the plenty. And another little secret is you can't manifest what you can't feel in your body. You can think it in your mind, but you've got to be able to feel it. You've got to feel the joy. You've got to feel the accomplishment. So take some time and feel things in your body. And we can work on all of that if you're doing the Dr. Pat special, which is 2-for-1. And we can work on getting you to feel it in your body. You also will not be able to manifest in money more than you can accept in your body. So if you say, I can have a $50,000 year, and you think of $50,000 in your body, and it works, good, then you will. If you say, I can have a $500 million year, and your body says, whoa, wait a minute, then you won't. So it's a matter of feeling the amount. It's a matter of calling it in. And one of the remedies that works really well is, I am a mighty money magnet. And you say it like you are. You're a powerful magnet. I am a mighty money magnet. And the next thing you do is you call in more than one stream of income. Don't be dependent on one stream of income. So think of money coming at you from four different ways, four different streams of income. In my case, and this is just my case, but I have a stream of income from books, from selling books, from speaking, from presentations, from doing the different things that I do. So don't limit yourself to one career, one job. See if you can ask your angels to bring you multiple streams of income. And then, is this time for a break, or what do we have going on?
Yeah, you're good. I was just letting you finish up. It's all good. So we have reached to the three-quarter point of our show. So it's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's filling in for Dr. Pat on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819 for your mini angel readings from Sue Storm. And we'll be right back with more from Sue.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight. And every guy has got you here beside.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests. as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we have lots of callers. I'm going to give you just a little bit on my website and how to reach me for the Dr. Pat special, and then we're going to go right to the phone. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And my 800 number for consultations, the Dr. Pat special, to buy books or whatever, to call me, is 800-323-1790. Okay, Benny, let's get the callers.
Yeah, we'll take Kim calling in from St. Louis area. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi there. Hi.
What can we help you with?
I'm sorry. So recently I have been taking some intuitive development classes. I'm a bit hard on myself as I am progressing, but if there is any insight or insight that you could share with me, I would appreciate it. If there's any message.
Okay, good. I didn't hear. Was it computer classes? Is that what you said?
No, intuitive development.
Oh, okay, good, development. Okay, all right, sure, all right. So, you know, one of the things is you get bogged down. you start, I can feel you sort of, when you have to do it and things don't go well, you start to spiral down. So, we got to, angels raise my vibrations an octave. That's one thing to start out with. And the other thing, little secret we have, is Jacob is the angel of education. So if you're studying, if you're taking a test, if you're doing something with education, just call on Jacob. Let him be there. Let him help you. This is what he does, and he's really good at it. So that's the other thing. But I suggest you do the Dr. Pat special and that you call me in at the 800 number that I just gave out. And let's really get into what goes on in your head. What are you saying to yourself? Why are you so troubled about it? Because it feels like it's almost scary to you to get through everything. And are you going to make it? And is it going to work? And you keep saying these judge messages that I say are coming through. But let me see what they say. I'm going to give you a message from them.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Thank you.
They're just saying go for it because you're going to make it. The bottom line is you're going to get there.
Right. Okay. That's good to hear. Thank you.
That help? Okay.
That is good. You what you're saying is right on.
Really?
What I do. It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, call me 800-323-1790. Let's set up the Dr. Pat special for you, and then we'll go from there. And believe me, it's going to be worth it, because I feel like you fall down, we got to bounce you back up. But they show me a trampoline under you. We got to keep bouncing you back up. How's that?
That sounds appropriate. Right, yeah.
Okay, good. Glad that you called. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim, for joining us from St. Louis, 800-930-2819. We are running near the end of the show, so we're going to take now Sabra calling in from Seattle. Hi, Sabra.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Sue. Do my angels have a message for me? And I don't know who they are either.
Okay, I'm going to give you their names, and then I'm going to give you the message. So the first
Thank
one.
You.
Good. The first one is Archangel Michael, guidance and protection. And the next one is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, angel of creativity. And then you also have, Timothy, the angel of good fortune. And what they're saying, they're saying is you're just a lovely lady, and they're bringing you the best of what they have, the best that they have to offer. Just keep looking for them, because they're bringing you surprises and opportunities. Wow. Better write that one down. I'm getting surprises and opportunities from my angels.
Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Sabra, for joining us. And round out the hour, we have Etta calling in from Seattle to complete the show for today. Sue, so Etta, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. All right, let's get to your angels right away. You have Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting. She works with wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. And then you have Raphael as your archangel. That's healing and compassion. And your third angel, interesting, is William, the angel of peace. Boy, you have peace, compassion, and manifesting. Lots of good angels around you. So do you have a question for me?
I do. I'm curious if they have a message for me. I have started a business, and I'm also in this in-between of also looking at part-time work. And I had gotten advice from another source that of, like, the type of part-time positions to get, and I wasn't very excited by them.
You know what? I take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, where you get it, pay for 1 half hour and you get the other one at no charge. Do that, and let's really get in there and let's find out what your life's purpose is. What'll make you feel fulfilled? You need to feel fulfilled and satisfied and happy, and you're not there yet. Tell me you're not there yet. So let's do that, and the message from them is it's all going to work out. You know, you have these fears, it's not going to work out. They're saying it will. Give them some time. They're on it. How's that?
Perfect.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome.
Thanks, Etta, for joining us. And that's going to probably wrap it up for today's show there. Sue, we have 2 minutes before we need to wrap up. So any conclusion about the future and where we want to lead to?
Okay, good. So as far as your future, think about what you want. Feel that joy in your body. Feel plenty coming in, plenty of opportunities, plenty of joy, plenty of happiness, and just allow yourself to be that special person that you are. Let your angels in, welcome them into your life, feel their love, feel their blessings, and things are going to just turn around and get better. I'm sure of it. Okay.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. So, well, that concludes our show for today. You have been listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's been filling in for Dr. Pat this last hour. And if you'd like to reach her, it's theangellady.net. That is the website you need to hit up, theangellady.net. And I hope everyone has a great rest of your day and afternoon. We'll check you next time.